The Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation is joining a nationwide movement to reclaim indigenous identities and retell native stories. In this case, it's all about a possible name change for the Eastern Washington Tribe. Correspondent Emily Schwing has more.
Andrew Colville was a Scottish businessman, best known for governing the Hudson Bay Company. Fort Colville was named for him. It was flooded during construction of the Grand Coulee Dam. His name was given to 12 bands that make up the Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation.
When you think about a white man that's never set foot on the reservation, there really is no connection there.
Megan Francis is the public affairs officer for the Confederated Tribes of the Colville Reservation. This summer, the Tribal Council floated the idea to drop Colville from their name.
And so with this whole modern movement of identity, we really want our future generations to have that connection.
In the next few weeks, the Colville Tribal Council will send ballots to nearly 9,500 tribal members across the region with one question: should they change the name or not? Ballots will be counted by February. If the referendum is approved, the name-changing process will begin this spring. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.